Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:21 Greenwich Mean Time on the 18th of December 2006. Well, this has been really rather an exciting day in here, particularly for the precious metals. Silver does seem to be getting hit really rather hard in here, but it is being hit sort of as an individual. You're not seeing a great amount of selling across the board in the precious metal sector. Silver's down 45 points right now. It's at $12.52 as I speak. The low was at 12.40, the high was at 13.14. And to think that it was around the $14 mark only on Thursday really will show you just how much this thing has fallen. Now, it is becoming, I think, really a bit overextended, and this is a very exaggerated move, and it seems to be very similar to the one that we saw I think about 2 months ago. I think it was in October. Let me just pull up the chart to be 100% on that. Yeah, it, sorry, in September, early September, we saw a very similar type of downward reaction. That time from the $13 level, this time it's from $14, and it has generally been a good idea to buy after these type of reactions in the silver market. There's no signal yet that this move has ended, but it is becoming very overextended. To drop a dollar and a half in just 2 days is really a very, very big move. But while I was actually tempted to buy earlier on today, I didn't, and I don't think I'm going to until I see an upward dynamic. And I think that's really what you would need to see to show that you're going to get at least a short covering rally, and indeed that the bulls have regained the impetus in this particular market. The fact that you haven't had a very sharp sell-off, for example, palladium is up on the day at 120. Platinum is down just $2.4. It's at $1,102 today, and gold is down 69 cents. It's at $614.66. So this is really a very isolated selling pressure coming into the silver market. There have been a number of reports coming out today about the industrial metals being in a bear market, and anyone who thinks that these are in a bear market really doesn't look at charts at all. For example, nickel is at 34,050. It's only down 300 points today, which in the nickel market isn't even worth talking about. Lead and zinc are both up, and just across the board, really, you see a number of these industrial metals close to their all-time highs. Copper obviously is the exception. It's just at $302.75 right now. It would really need to sustain a move below 300 to show us that the bears have succeeded in pushing this thing down. But it is very much still within a secular bull market. Obviously, copper was one of the leaders, and it has gone up an awful lot. And a period of consolidation is to be expected. When nickel did a similar thing to this only 2 or 3 years ago, it went sideways for a couple of years. And excuse me, it's not beyond the bounds possibility that copper may do the same sort of thing. It's certainly not showing relative outperformance right now. Now, looking at the equity markets, equities have been rather well, pretty steady in here, really, particularly in the developed markets. Right now, the Dow is up 15 points, the S&P is down 1, and the Nasdaq is down 9.9, so just down nearly 10 points. Very steady in here. Now, the S&P TSX, the in Canada, that is down 3.7 right now, but that's well off the lows, and that was a key to reversal on Friday. If this closes down today, that would have been some follow through on that move. But again, Canada is very representative of the industrial metals and may have got some selling pressure coming off of gold and silver on Friday. But again, Canada is in a secular bull market, and any type of correction would probably be a buying opportunity there. Across the way, in Europe, you have pretty steady action in here today. The FTSE's down just a little bit, down 12 points. The CAC is down 12. The DAX is up 8. So really quite steady. The Nikkei was up 47 points, which is 0.28 of 1%. The Hang Seng was up 0.43 of 1%, and Australia was up marginally, up 16 points, 0.29 of 1%. Now, the real action was in the H shares. They were up, I think it was over 200 points. I'm just pulling that index up right now, and they really broke emphatically above that 9,000 level. So the H share is doing really very well. The A shares, the Shanghai A shares, still powering ahead, and the H shares have been, I think, one of the easiest ways to play that. Sorry, on the tape, on the, excuse me, on the coattails of the A share market. But you are seeing really good action there coming through in the Chinese shares. In India today, I think the bears had a go and they failed. It was pushed down. I think the low of the day on the Nifty was at 38.28, but it closed up at 39.28, so up 100 points off the lows. And I think we can give the benefit of the doubt to this market as long as it maintains its above the lows that we saw 4 days ago. That's pretty much it for the equity markets. They're still really quite steady in here. Particularly with the European markets, they have come back up to those highs that we saw a couple of weeks ago, and maybe a period of just a bit of a pause here, I think, would not be too surprising. We would need to see downward dynamics in the European markets really to signal that this is anything more than a temporary pause around these levels. Looking at the Treasury markets, or fixed income markets, Treasuries, our 30-year Treasuries, are currently down 3 points at 12.19. Now, that was a fantastic rally that we saw on Friday, and I was very tempted to use Treasuries on Friday as one of the charts of the day, but I thought it was a bit early, and I was wary that it wouldn't last, and indeed it didn't last, and it gave up a fantastic gain on Friday, and that really tells us that there's just no strength here to push these Treasuries up to higher levels. And I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but if they can't go up, they may well go down. I think that it would need an upward dynamic to really offset the potential for it to at least trade in a lateral range with a downward bias going forward. Higher government bond yields are a headwind for equity markets, particularly over the medium to longer term. And I've written a bit about that in here today, and I think David talked quite a lot about it on the Friday audio, which is the big picture long-term audio. And looking at the currency markets, they're pretty steady in here today as well. Not a whole pile to talk about. The euro is up very, very marginally. It's at 130.86. The yen is down. Well, the yen is stronger in here. It's at 118.13, almost unchanged on the day. And the pound is at 194.78, which is just a little bit weaker for the pound. So now the last bit here I'd like to talk about is the oil market. Oil had been stronger earlier on in the day, but hasn't been able to hold it. It's down 94 cents in here, so 62.49. And natural gas down 28 points. So natural gas, particularly if you look at the futures contract, is weakening in here once more. There's just nothing to hold it up a bit. But what we are seeing, particularly with oil, is that this is just going to take time. It's 62.54 at the moment, so it is holding above 60, but and it is continuing to look like a base or a consolidation. I don't think you can call it a base in actual fact. Definitely a consolidation. Looking like it's going to consolidate, but it's going to take time. This was an enormous hit on the downside, and it looks like it is just going to take a lot of convalescence before it goes back and hits new highs once more. But I have little doubt that it is going to go back to those highs. It's really just going to take time, and it could be the end of next year or even into 2008 before it does it. But again, the charts will give us a better signal as for when this thing gets back on the rails. But that's pretty much it for me, and thank you very much for your time.